So obviously, you know, one practice down, but, you know, how did it feel to get back out there, kind of get in the groove again?
Yeah, it was good. It was really good. The guys did a good job. Energy was good on both sides of the ball. I mean, that's what you expect from day one, but a few new faces, but a lot of fun and good first practice.
I would say with the role change, you know, how was this practice maybe different than the other for you? Or was
you know what, not a ton different, in all honesty. I mean, in spring ball, we script everything so in advance, and we're not at any play-it periods or anything like that, so not much different. My biggest problem is I got the new knee, so I'm hobbling around a little bit. But
with your group, obviously a couple injuries. How do you kind of attack the spring, needing to fill a couple spots too?
Yeah, well, we got, like I said, we got a really good young group that we liked last year that redshirted. We got Cole Bailey in really a semester early. He's in high school last year, and then Will Adams, the new transfer from Auburn. So we do have some new faces out there, and we got some guys that obviously got to get better. But this is the best time of the year for me with the line. We got good young talent. We got new guys. I mean, it's a lot of fun. This is exactly what you want. I look forward to this, the competition, just watching these guys grow and good times.
You're probably done with the injuries though. I mean, how does that affect how you're looking at things and how you're trying to piece together a five knowing those two guys are out?
Yeah. I mean, I would say even if everybody was healthy, I don't think we've ever had a spring ball where everybody was healthy. You know, we'd still be mixing and matching like we do in fall camp. I know you guys are always on me all the time, like, who's the five? Who's the five? But we don't have to do that right now. We're gonna look at more players and maybe not the best combination of guys, at least initially.
No, who's the five?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. That's it. We had five different combination of guys today. So, as a starting point for day one.
Now that Will Adams has been on campus for a little bit, what have you got to know about him, and how do you think he kind of will help this offensive line?
Well, you guys are all in the media, so you guys know Anchorman, right? Well, has he seen his hair? I mean, it's perfect, like Ron Burgundy. So, Ron or Will? No, he's been great. He's come in, fit in right away. Been zero distractions. Exactly what you wanted for, or you wanted out of him. And then we'll see, down the road here, what actually he can bring to our offense in terms of playing O line and where he kind of fits in. But too early to tell right now. But so far, all good. All good stuff.
With some of these guys out, and I mean, you know, tackles, I mean, those are two of the guys that you're probably really going to lean on eventually this year.
Yeah.
What can you hope to get accomplished?
Again, I was talking to someone the other day. It's more individuals. We're obviously looking at the whole group, but individually, you're trying to figure out, all right, you know, what's this guy getting better at? What's this guy getting at? Maybe not necessarily, hey, what's the right five guys to put out there? Because it's hard to tell. It's more just really looking at individuals and seeing, not judging it off day one, but judging it off of practice 15 when we're all said and done.
You lose an all conference center like Marcus Henry. What are your?
He was out there today too. It was like,
was he?
Yeah, that's my boy. Yeah, he's out there. Flip flop. So.
What are your options? You know, at that.
I like where we're at with center. I mean, at least right now, you got Mason Hampton, who's been a backup for 2 years. Andrew Tursik, who's been in the program for a while, and he can play that position. Garrett Larson, we really felt good with. He redshirted last year for us, but did some good things on scout team. And then Steven Baggett and Travis Averill are both going to be ready to play that position as well. So I like where we're at center. It's just we gotta solidify it, you know. And there's a lot that goes into it other than just getting the snap to the quarterback, but the leadership. And so we'll see. It's going to be a work in progress, but I like our options. We got some good ones there.
Anything different with Coach Hill now in and new leaders in offense?
No, he's been good. He's been I think as an offensive staff, we feel like we've hit the ground running. Really, we got him caught up to speed, and or at least we feel like we have. I know the quarterbacks are excited to work with him because you know they did some really good things at Eastern Washington. He's had some really good players, and we're really excited to have him. And I think everybody's getting along real well.
So when is that co next to the title? You know, does anything change? Are there a lot more meetings?
I don't think so at all. I don't see it being much different than we've ever really done it. I mean, I know from your guys' standpoint, you guys are like, oh, this, that. But even in the past, whoever the coordinator was, we all had our areas of responsibility that we did. I think now, you know, I'm probably overseeing more things than I did before, but really not much different. And at the end of the day, Coach Harson's going to call the plays. And for me, that's like, you know, however many years he was before we worked together. So it doesn't seem like anything new to me, to be totally honest with you.
Do you pay attention to anything differently? I mean, do you look at the quarterbacks? I mean, anything a little bit more?
No, I think you know, when you're the O-line coach, it all starts with those guys for you in your mind, because there's just so much to see on one play. It's like, it's impossible to see it all. But no, I mean, I'd like to say that I've always been in tune to what the receivers were doing. I guess the whole offense. I mean, I've been the tight ends coach. I know how important I know how hard that position is to coach and what all that entails. And so, I don't necessarily know that it's going to be much different.
Reese missed a lot of games last year with that ankle injury, but in the process you get some other guys going in there and playing. Probably would have liked to have had him last year playing, but I mean, how much does that help right now that guys have gotten experience?
Sure. I mean, the one thing is that Archie Lewis was the guy that played. Now he's out in the spring, you know, for at least to start. But no, I mean, that's what we always prepare for. I mean, we're talking fall camp, like I said, you guys always want to know who's the five. I mean, it's unrealistic. This is a violent game to play with. I mean, I wish we could play with the same five guys all the time, but we're preparing for, you know, injuries, and we're preparing to slide guys over. And so anytime guys get game reps like Archie Lewis and all that, that helps us down the road. Although unfortunate that Reese went out, but you'd like to think that's going to pay off the next season or the next spring or whatever the next deal is.
Yeah.